Alrighty. So we got interesting Gemara today. Difficult. Easy but difficult. You get off of this. Pshat's easy. The idea is a little difficult. Okay, so let's read the Mishnah again. So the Mishnah says like this. It's on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Mishnah. Mishenig Mardino Meis Kohen Gadol. So if the Kohen Gadol dies after the Gemar then, so the Bezin Paskins, he's Chayiv Galus. Then the Kohen Gadol dies, Harzeh, you know, Gola. So then he doesn't go to Galus. So that we said, because now he has a Chayiv Galus, and the Meis Kohen Gadol is a Mechaper. And the Meis Kohen Gadol is its own Mechaper. They don't need to go to Galus first. Meis Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. So once he has the Gemara Din, he has a Chiyuv Galus. Then the Kohen Gadol dies. So then he goes free. To Kapara. Im Anshelo Nigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol. But let's say you kill. He kills. Then the Kohen Gadol dies. Umano Achar Tachtav. And then they replace the Kohen Gadol. Ula Achar Mikan Nigmar Dino. And then he has a Gemara Din. So basically, in between the killing and the Gemara Din, Kohen 1 dies, and Kohen 2 fills in his place. Okay? So then what happens? So
it says, what?
In his place? In his place.
Appointed
in his place. Okay. So then what happens? So he wasn't potterd from the first one dying, because the Ptur only is once there's a Chiyuv. So since he's not Chayiv Galus yet, so he's not potterd. So but now what happens? What happens? So it says, Chozer b'misas lo shalsheni. He goes free when the second Kohen Gadol dies. Okay, so then basically, since when he gets the Psak of the Gemara Din to go to Golas, the second one's in there. So now he basically, that's his Kohen Gadol, and he goes free when that Kohen Gadol dies. Even though that wasn't the Kohen Gadol who was there when he killed, apparently it doesn't matter. Apparently it doesn't matter. Okay? And lastly, Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol, but he has a Gemara Din when there was no Kohen Gadol in office at all, or Yahorig Kohen Gadol, he kills the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol Shahorig, or the Kohen Gadol kills, and he Yotzei Misham La'olam. So then, there is no Kohen Gadol at his Psak Din. So then he's basically stuck there forever. So he can't go free by the death of any Kohen Gadol, there's no Kohen Gadol for him to be hang his hat on. So then he's stuck there forever.
That's really sick.
What? That's tough, right?
Why doesn't he just, like, adapt the next
one? That's a good question. I mean, why can't he just pick up the next one after he's appointed? Yeah. Okay, that's a good question.
What was the second case?
Second case is where he basically kills with Kohen Gadol in the presence of Kohen Gadol 1. Mr. Kohen Gadol number 1 is in there. Then, before his trial, before his Gemara Din, Kohen Gadol 1 dies, and Kohen Gadol 2 is appointed in his place.
Before Gemara Din.
Before Gemara Din. Then there's... What?
Okay.
That's case 2. Okay, then then he gets his Gemara Din. So then he goes free with Kohen Gadol too. Okay, that's, you want to know what case 3 is?
Oh, okay, case 3.
Case 3 is where he gets his Gemara Din when there is no Kohen Gadol. Whenever he kills, but at the moment of Gemara Din, there's no Kohen Gadol there. Okay, so we'll see who's he going to go free with. So he's basically stuck there forever. Never goes free.
Even if one's appointed
after? That's what Yaakov's saying. Why can't he just tag on to the next guy? But no, he never goes free. He's stuck there forever. Apparently, it has to be at the moment of the Gemara Din, that's it. Otherwise, it's too late. He can't hook on to the next one. Good question, why, but that's the fact here. Okay? Good? Okay. So now the Gemara, let's look at the Gemara. So we already explained the first part, that if he dies after your Gemara Din, even though you didn't yet run the Galus, you're still Pater. Because the Galus is Mechaper. I'm sorry, the Mizkan Galus is Mechaper. Independent of the Galus. Hey, you are, okay. Yeah, okay, so that's why it's independent, so it's Mechaper. The Galus is the Mizkan Galus is Mechaper. Fine. But now the Gemara wants to know the second case. Case where the Kohen Gadol 1, the Kohen Gadol he kills, then Kohen Gadol 1 dies, Kohen Gadol 2 gets appointed, then he goes free from Kohen Gadol 2. Okay? Free from Kohen Gadol 2. So then what's the Gemara, really? How do you know? How do we know this? How do we know that now you're hooked on Kohen Gadol 2? What then? What else would have been the possibility?
you pick up with him.
No, that is what he's saying, is you pick up with Kohen Gadol too. As you kill when there's Kohen Gadol 1 in there. Then Kohen Gadol 1 dies.
Right.
And he's replaced by Kohen Gadol 2. Then you have a Gemara Den. The thing is, now you're hanging on Kohen Gadol 2. Kohen Gadol 2 dies, you're free.
Okay.
So I'm saying is, what then would have been the halacha? There wasn't a Mara immediately. So I'm saying, what else would you have said? Right, that's what I'm just asking. What's the other possibility?
You'd be stuck in Gauls.
Oh, yeah, good, right. The other possibility would have been is that if you kill, when there's Kohen Gadol 1 there, then Kohen Gadol dies, Kohen Gadol 1 dies and they replace him with Kohen Gadol 2, then you get the Gemara Din. You could have said, sorry, Kohen Gadol 2 is not your man. Kohen Gadol 1 was your man. But turns out, you can't be potter from Kohen Gadol 1's death because there's no Chovah yet. So now it turns out there's no Kohen Gadol, so you're stuck there forever. You could have imagined that, right? But what it's teaching you is that apparently even though the Kohen Gadol 2 was not the Kohen Gadol when you killed, but he became the Kohen Gadol after you killed, before your Gemara Din, so you have the ability to, so to speak, pick up Kohen Gadol 2 as your Kohen Gadol. And when you get the Gemara Din, Kohen Gadol 2 is the Kohen Gadol. And that's who you go free with. So the Gemara wants to know, but not really, how do we know that? It says like this. It's a lima. It says, "The Amar Krav Yashav Ba Armos Hakohen Hagadol, Asher Moshech Oso B'Shem Hakodesh." So he sits. He dwells there until the Kohen Gadol dies, who he anointed with anointing oil. Which Kohen Gadol? The Kohen which he anointed. Well, that's the problem. He's the Rotzeach.
Okay.
So the question is, Chihu Moshecha? What do you mean? He anointed? Who all of a sudden the Rotzchem is going to anoint Kohen Gadol? So it says, Ella, what does it mean? Zesh and Nimshach B'yamav. It means the one who was anointed in his days. Who is the one who was anointed in his days?
The new one.
The second one. Rashi. Mishenasa Zerotzeach. It doesn't mean in his days when he was a little kid. It means in his, the Rotzeach's days. His identity as a Rotzeach. I mean, before he killed, you don't just say it means the Kohen Gadol who was anointed when he was a little kid. It means in the days of the Rotzeach. He was a Rotzeach from the time he killed. So it means he goes free when the Kohen Gadol who was appointed once he was a Rotzeach dies. Of course, it doesn't have to be that case. I mean, of course you go free when the Kohen Gadol, if it's the same Kohen Gadol all along, of course he goes free with that. But it's a reboy. It's including, it says, even if it's not the Kohen Gadol who was alive when you killed, but even a Kohen Gadol who came into power, who was appointed once you already killed, still you become free from him also. So it's a limud. The limud. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara asks as follows. The Gemara continues. So the Gemara says, so that's a lima. The lima is that even though the Kohen Gadol wasn't alive at the time that you killed, but bottom line is the Kohen Gadol was alive, came into power after you killed, before your Gemara Din, then you go free. You go free when that Kohen Gadol dies. So the Gemara asks a funny question here. My havelei lemevad. What should have he done? What Rashi? Lai Kohen, Lamevad, what should have Kohen number 2 have done? Me'achra Shedlain Lo Yekohen Gadol, look at Shaharogzah. He wasn't even a Kohen Gadol at the time that this person, that's Roseach, killed. Lama Hu Nerash. So why should he be punished? Why should I be punished? Mr. Kohen Gadol 2 talking. Why should I be punished that I have to have him go free with my death? What did I do? I didn't do anything.
Is that a punishment?
If I was a Kohen Gadol in the time when he killed, I understand. But I wasn't. How's that? So that's good. One question is, how's that a punishment? What kind of punishment is that? Why is that a punishment altogether? What does that mean? It's not a punishment to him, it's a punishment to the other guy. So what would be my answer? Okay. I'll give you a heads up. The answer is stranger than the question. It says, "Hayolo levakesh rachamim, sheyigmar dino lozchos, velo vikesh." He should have davened that this person would have a proper Gemar Den to be innocent.
Justice shouldn't have been served.
Right. That justice shouldn't have been served.
Who should have?
The Kohen Gadol. The second Kohen Gadol was around when the Gemara Din happened. See, there's a background. And I don't know if you did this last week, but the Kohen Gadol, who was around when you killed, they say he's in a certain sense at fault. Right? We talked about this. Because he should have been davening that you didn't kill. You ended up, things didn't work out that you ended up killing. So that there's a sense. You say the Kohen Gadol should protect his am. You should daven that these averos don't happen and that the chance factors don't lend. Look, a lot of negligent people are negligent and they don't kill. So you should have davened for the people that didn't happen. But now you're going to say, what's the second Kohen Gadol do? He wasn't even around. He wasn't even Kohen Gadol at the time when the killing happened. So what's he supposed to say? He should have davened that the killing wouldn't happen. He wasn't the leader. He wasn't Kohen Gadol. It's not his jurisdiction to make that tefillah. So it says no. But he was around at the time of the Gemara Din. So we should have davened that the Beis Din would have said he's innocent. That they would have had a Gemara Din L'Zchus. Even though, in fact, he was guilty. Right? But he should have davened that this guy would have had a Gemara Din for innocence. And since he didn't, he's responsible. And therefore, he ends up getting this punishment, so to speak. Right, so that's what sounds crazy. What kind of tefillah is that? I'm supposed to daven? The Kohen is supposed to daven that innocent people are going to get... The guilty people are going to get acquitted? Right, they're just going to get off the hook. And that's his fault, because he didn't daven. It was justice. You should daven that justice should be served. Right? Justice should be served. If the guy is guilty, his plea is determined to be guilty, he's determined to be guilty. So what do you do? Okay, I can stand to say, I'll daven that a guy who's negligent, his negligence doesn't accidentally lead to death. Like, a lot of people do negligent things, and a leader of a society should be hopeful and respectful that those negligences don't end up amounting to killing. Fine. I hear that. But to say that you're supposed to be mispalel, that the person who was negligent and was guilty should get off the hook and should get off the hook and be acquitted, that sounds a little crazy. Right? That sounds crazy. And the whole question altogether sounds crazy. What's this question? What did he do to get punished? I mean, what does that mean? What did he do to get punished? The whole thing sounds off the wall. It doesn't do with him. He's not getting punished. This other guy is getting punished. The technicalities of the lima. But I think we should start basically with defining the very halacha. This is like, the very halacha is that when you kill, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if you kill and the second Kohen Gadol is the man, he's the Kohen Gadol when you get the Gemara Din, then you're hanging on him. You may have thought that that's not the case. You may have thought that he has nothing to do with it. Right? And the halacha would be only the Kohen Gadol who is around when you killed, but not the Kohen Gadol who is not around when you killed. Kamash Malan is teaching you, no, that even the Kohen Gadol who was Nimshach B'Yamav, who became Kohen Gadol after you killed. So, maybe we should just define that halacha, the Havamin and Maskana, first. Just to understand the definition of the halacha. Then the Gemara is asking, like, so to speak, like a philosophical question or something. It's like, but it's not his fault. But forget fault. I mean, that's like a second level two question. It goes afterwards, asking, what about fault and onesh and all that? Should have davened. But let's just first define the very halacha and the limit. What's the Havamin and what's the Maskana? Then we'll get into this, all these complications, you know? So obvious to get the ball rolling, he's saying is that the first side is the Hamina, something like when you kill, you're the Kohen Gadol when you kill. He's like, you're a Kohen Gadol. It's almost like your Misa is Bifnei this Kohen Gadol. Something like that, right? Like the Misa is under his jurisdiction. You're killing under his reign, right? So it's like almost like part of the... You killed under the leadership of Kohen Gadol, Mr. One. And then, when Kohen Gadol, that leader dies, that's a mechaper. It's like the Kohen Gadol of your Avera. You did your Avera under his jurisdiction. He was trying to protect Klal Yisrael and all that, or he didn't daven for you that you didn't kill, or whatever. You killed under his jurisdiction. So then the halacha is that the kapara for that crime that you did under his jurisdiction is his misa. Right, but it's the Kohen Gadol of the Avera, right? Part and parcel of your Avera is that you're doing an Avera in the presence of the Kohen Gadol, under his rule, under his reign. And then when he dies, that's a mechaber. Right? It's a mechaber for Yavera. Yavera involved the Kohen Gadol, and the Kapara is that Kohen Gadol. But a Kohen Gadol comes on the scene after you did the Avera, so what does he have anything to do with your Avera? He's going to do with it. You just stopped. The Kohen Gadol came in later. But he doesn't have no sheikhas to that Kohen Gadol. My Avera is no sheikhas, so my Kapara isn't going to be telling that guy. He has nothing to do with the whole scene. What has nothing to do with it. Right?
This is what we want to explain.
This is what the Havmina. Right, this is what the Havmina would have been.
What is that?
Saying is that there's a... I'm saying halachically. You try to say why that would be the case. What would be the philosophy behind it and whatever. I'm saying halachically. There's an idea of the leader of the society. And you do an Avera, it's under his leadership. There's a tragedy which occurred under the leadership of Kohen Gadol X. And when a tragedy occurs under the leadership of Kohen Gadol X, an Avera, a tragic Avera, according to the Kohen Gadol X, then the death of Kohen Gadol X is a mechaper for that Avera. For his Avera. Avera that was under his leadership. But an Avera which occurs, the next Kohen Gadol has no sheikhas to that Avera. So therefore, he's not going to be his death, he's not going to be a part of that Avera. There's a relationship between the Kohen Gadol and the Avera which is performed under his rulership. You could say he should have tried to stop that Avera. We don't understand the philosophy behind why it's a Kamachaper altogether. But there's an idea is that there is a relationship between the Avera and the Kohen Gadol, who under whom the Avera was performed. And so far as that's the case, so when he dies, so then that's a Mechaper. But a different Kohen Gadol is no Sheikhas to the Avera. So he's not going to be a part of the Mechaber. So I would say, in such a case, if you kill under the jurisdiction of Kohen Gadol A, and then he dies before your Gemara Den, then you have a Gemara Den. So the Gemara Den is Kohen Gadol B, but he is no Sheikhas, I think. So I just go to Golis, and there's no Mechaber. Because the Mechaber is the death of that Kohen Gadol. And I can't have the experience of the death of that Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is not around anymore. So that's it, I'd be stuck there forever. Kamash Malon, no, and this way they're defined. But Kamash Malon, the facts are that no, you hook on to the second Kohen Gadol. You hook on to the second Kohen Gadol. If you was there at the Gemara then. Yeah, okay. Maybe like this. Maybe this is what you mean. That it's like, it's almost like when you get a Gemara Din of Galus, right? When you get a Gemara Din of Galus, they paskin chayv galus. So part of the Gemara Din is that there's a mechaper of the galus, which is that the Kohen Mises Kohen Gadol will be a mechaper. It's not pshat that it's like since you're Avera involved the Kohen Gadol, so now the Kohen Gadol is on the hook or something like that. It's nothing to do with your Avera. It's just a din. It's like part of the onesh of galus has a mechaper of Mises Kohen Gadol. So whenever they create the onesh, so now they say, oh, so then the Kohen Gadol will be the Mechaper. He's going to be the Mechaper. It's not because the Kohen Gadol did something in the past and was your Kohen Gadol, he should have, whatever. It's just
the Gemara thing.
What?
It's
because
of the
chait
of the Kohen Gadol.
The Gemara asks that. I'm not up to what the Gemara asks. I'm not the Gemara asks. Most of the Gemara is before the Gemara saying that.
We learned last week that was later in the Gemara.
This is out of the framework. What I'm saying is that halachically, it's like part of the onesh of galus, when they paskin the psak of galus, so there's a way out. So what's the declaration of the Beis Din? You're chayiv galus forever or until this Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol dies. It's like part of the Gemara Din. Part of the Gemara Din is their koveya, your term. And the term is that is basically until the Kohen Gadol dies, or forever, basically, right? Because that's your term, and that's the Mechaper, the Koveya. It's like with the Gemara Din of the Chova, they're also Koveya the Mechaper, okay? It's like part of the punishment of the Galus is that it has a built-in Mechaper. So now they're going to declare the Gemara Din. Now, which Kohen Gadol? Not the Kohen Gadol's not alive anymore. Not the Kohen Gadol who will be alive in the future. It's the Kohen Gadol. If there's no Kohen Gadol, then you can't have that component of the Gemara Din. And then it answers your question, Yaakov. It's all in. It's like a component of the Gemara Din that you're chayiv galus, which has a machaper of the Mises Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol 2 is the man, then that's the one. I don't care if he was Nimshach B'yamav, if he was the Kohen Gadol when you did the crime or after you did the crime. It's nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol doing, you know, there when you do the crime. That's not the chol halachically. It's just, it's part of the Onesh, has a built-in, has a Mechaber. And the Mechaber is the Mises Kohen Gadol, so whoever's the Kohen Gadol, that's it. He's the man. Well, I'm saying that the Gemara Din has a part of the Psak Din is that you go to Galus and that there's a Mechaper of the Mises Kohen Gadol. I'm not saying that the Mises Kohen Gadol is like the length of your Galus. I'm not saying it's like part of the Galus. It's separate. But it's like the Gemara Din is Koveya, the two things, that you chayev Galus and that there's a Mechaper of the Mises Kohen Gadol. That's all part of the Gemara Din. Part of what your Gemara Din is that your Chayev Galus, Galus means forever, and that also their Koveya Machaper of Mises Kohen Gadol. That's all part of the Gemara Din. I'm not saying is they are one unified thing, they're separate things. And even if you never make it to Galus, the Mises Kohen Gadol is a Machaper. What I'm saying is that that's part of what their Psak is. It's like included in their Psak is Galus, and there's all, and that there's a remedy for it. There's a remedy which will be a Machaper independent of the Galus. You're a Shem Rotzeach. It's like they're saying is that you're a Shem Rotzeach and you're Chayev Galus and you have a Kapara of, you have two possible Mechaprim. Two, you can look at it that way. You have two Mechaprim. You have a Shem Rotzeach and you have two possible Mechaprim. Galus is a Mechaper, means Kohen Gadol is a Mechaper. But which Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol who is the time of their Psak. Whereas the Kohen Gadol begins and ends with their Psak. That's what I'm saying. It's not, it's nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol of your Avera. It's not because the Kohen Gadol is involved in your Avera. It's nothing to do with your Avera. It's just a din. This is the Gemara din of the Psak. The Chova is your Shem Rotzeach, and you have a Mechaper of the Mises Kohen Gadol, or a Mechaper of Galus. You have two different Mechaperim. But it's the Mises Kohen Gadol of the Psak, because the Kohen Gadol is, it's like halachically emerges insofar as your Psak. It's not like your Rotzeach, your Tzicha relates to the Kohen Gadol, it's the Psak relates to the Kohen Gadol. I'm not saying like conceptually they're unified. I'm saying they're unified in terms of the halachic psak bezdin, psak din of the bezdin. The bezdin is the one who's setting up your sentence. And this is all part of your sentence. It's all part of the rules of your sentence, the terms of your sentence, the different terms. In fact, I'd say this is what the halacha is defining. Then the Gemara says, yeah, okay, fine. Halachically, I hear it. But philosophically, did he do anything wrong? Is it now, bottom line is, you are giving the Kohen Gadol the burden of having to have this guy rooting for his death, which may hurt him. We'll figure out how that may hurt him. But it's very nice, halachically, you're saying, is that it's part of the Gemara Din, that it's halachically, it's a part of the Psak Din, and therefore you pick the Kohen Gadol of this time. Okay, I hear that halachically. It's true. It's good. But it's not fair. It's not fair to give that to the Kohen Gadol. He is the Kohen Gadol. He's trying to be the leader of all the people. He's trying to get everyone to love him and to be the guy who really could control the society. And here you're setting up that he has these enemies who are rooting for his death, davening for his death, going after him. What does he deserve that? If it was the Kohen Gadol, if it was halachically the other way, the Kohen Gadol of the Avera, then I understand it. Because then you'll say, look, he was the leader at the time. He was the one who allowed this chait to happen. So I understand. Then I would. You can't ask that question. It's not fair. It is fair. You're the Kohen Gadol. You should have stopped the whole thing. But now that you're telling me it has nothing to do with that, and it's just the halacha in the onesh, the psak din, is that it's a din of the, in the psak is that you're free from the Kohen Gadol. Look, I hear that formulation, but it's not right to him. What did he do to deserve such an onesh? Because it is an onesh. It is not. It doesn't mean halachically it's an onesh to him. It just means like it's hard. It's hard for a person. You're gonna end up hurting him, and it's not fair. It's not a good halachic system to set up that his misa is his kapara is telling the misa Kohen Gadol, and he's gonna be rooting for him, and he's gonna be, you know, looking badly after him. He's gonna give mayan haras, whatever it is. He's gonna treat him badly. He's gonna be waiting for his death. He's gonna be talking bad about him. So you're harmed by these things. Enemies harm you.
He's all the way out there. What is
he? He's not all the way out there. His feelings don't mean anything. It's not his feelings don't, but his talking to other people do. is being a leader. He's you know, to undermine the leader. It's the Kohen Gadol is trying to run a society, and he's going to have a subsistence out of the society who's rooting for his death. It's not fair. I mean, it's not fair to a person. I mean, if I told you that this person's freedom is telling your death, I mean, that's just not. It's making him a target. You're making him a target of a subsistence of the society. And what did he do? He didn't do anything. He was a Kohen Gadol. He's trying to get to be a leader, and now he's going to end up being a target for people's animosity. Now, it's true that davening probably won't help. If he didn't do an Avera, then the davening wouldn't do anything. It's God's not going to listen to that tefillah because he didn't do anything wrong. But bottom line is that they're not going to like him. They're going to badmouth him. They're not living in the Gundaks. They're living in a society with the Leviim. Ari Miklat has Leviim in there. So they're in the society, and they're rooting for his death. That's like antithetical to. It's not just that he's going to worry, he's going to die. That he's trying to gain the popularity of the people. He's the leader. He's trying to influence the people. He's trying to teach the people. And here it is. You're going to have people who are awaiting his death, and his whole freedom is like a wish, a death wish. That's not good for a person. So the Gemara I'm saying is the Gemara is asking, did he do anything wrong to deserve this? But not because the Gemara is saying halachically it's an onesh to him. Halachically, the idea is, like we're saying, is that it's when the Gemara din, the psak bezdin, is koveya the onesh of galus, and it's koveya the machaber. And therefore it's going to go by the Kohen Gadol who's there at the time. The Gemara is just asking, yeah, but what did he do to deserve this? Maiv the mevar. If he didn't do anything wrong, it's not a good system. It's not a fair system to set up. Wouldn't be right. So the question then would be, if you buy that, the question is, so what's the answer? Right, that he should have davened about the Gemara Din. That the Gemara Din would have been favorable. Okay, so what do we do? Let's think it over. Let's see if we can come up, think into the answer. So think over all the steps here. See if we can come up and figure out the answer. Hopefully we can work it out. And if it does work out, I think it's a good, assuming we could work it out, it's a good, example of how taking it step by step could help. Because I'm saying it's not exactly how it seems. But let's see if we work it out first, then we could, look back. And then after this, I'd like to take the very next Gemara. The next Gemara talks about, very interesting halacha, but that if he dies before he gets to Galus, you take his bones and you carry them there and bury him in Galus, even if he never got to Galus. It's like a strange thing. His burial, his bones, the bones of the Rotzeach B'Shkaga. Okay.